Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. On our Weathers Conversation, I want to remind you that something's going on that I would like you all to take part of. I want to make you aware of an important event coming up in Baltimore next week. I'll be moderating a town hall meeting at the Roland Park Elementary Middle School in Baltimore City, Wednesday, September the 2nd at 6 p.m. It's about testing in our schools. The panel is going to feature teachers and educators from Baltimore City and around the state to be part of that discussion. Are we testing our children too much? Please join us there. We want you to join in. Join the conversation. We have to deal with this issue. You can go to MarylandEducators.com/testingtownhall. That's MarylandEducators.com/testingtownhall and join us there for our meeting. We would love to have you join us next Wednesday. We are now about to talk with Patrick McDonald. Patrick McDonald is the principal of this new school, the Benjamin Banneker UB Blake Arts and Science Academy, a new school for boys in Baltimore's Winston neighborhood, located at the old Winston Middle School building, along with another new school that's also open there for boys. And Patrick McDonald, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you again for having us on the show. It's quite an honor to be on your show and to be able to share with the community what we're doing over at Banneker Blake Academy.
So let's get right into that. I do want to say, first off, just as a disclaimer, and with all honesty in the public, in the beginning, I was almost part of this board for the school. I am not, but I just want to let that out there. Some people think we're doing anything favoritism. We're not. Just put that out there in the street so people understand that. But Pat, so talk about this school, and what is the uniqueness of the school, and who are you looking for?
We're looking for sixth grade boys only for this year, and then we're going to grow out to seventh grade. We're excited about our curriculum. We're excited about the program that we have laid out for the young men. And it's really about grabbing them at this age group where they are and helping them to transition, because we know that this is the beginning phases of high school, getting that baseline academic strength build up so that when it's time for them to graduate from middle school and move on, they're in a position to choose the high school they want to go to because their skill set allows them to do that, and not be refused by high schools, which oftentimes occur because the students are not prepared for what the high school curriculum is going to be.
Well, what is it? I mean, what are you doing that's different than other schools will be doing?
I think a part of it is that we are starting out very small. We're only going to have 125 boys, and for your listening audience, we still have space for another 25 young scholars. What is different is that we're starting out small so that we're able to build relationships with our students and with their families. We also offer an extended day program that has an academic enrichment program. It has a club enrichment program with the young boys to be able to deal with work on robotics, debate, chess, culinary arts, music. We also are going to be offering a Saturday program, which will deal with character development, social skills, conflict resolution, because we see them not as just a half, but as whole. So we have to deal with them as holistic beings. And so by offering not just the academic piece, but the enrichment piece, we want to give them quite a plethora of academic and growth and development components.
So how many little listeners join in here? 410-319-8888. Write to us here at talk@steinerschau.org. But call 410-319-8888. This may be the school for one of your sons, so please give us a call. This is an all-boys academy, correct?
Yes, it's an all-boys academy, 1101 Winston Avenue, the old Winston building. And, you know, there are lots of negatives against single-gender academic environments, but what we found is that there's a reduce in distraction. The boys are a lot more focused, and so giving them an environment where they can explore their academic genius without the distraction, without losing focus on what's in front of them on the classroom board.
So I'm curious what's going to go on in the school academically, because the name of the school is Benjamin Banneker UB Blake. Benjamin
Correct.
Banneker, of course, being a 18th century black scientist and geographer, and B.B. Blake being one of the great artists of our time, also early 20th century. So what does that combination mean?
Well, in and of itself, we're talking about not just focusing on the athletic prowess of our young male students, but developing their ability to think critically, also developing their ability to have an appreciation for a wide variety of other components in their lives, the arts. So music, for example, and we know UB Blake was a great musician, but by opening their level of appreciation for music, for the arts, to develop not only their concrete thinking abilities, which boys are very concrete thinkers, but also their critical thinking ability in terms of problem solving. And so when you have a combination of both math, science, and the arts, then that's a great combination. Someone once said that math and science may be the things that help to save the world, but the arts is the thing that will give it purpose for being saved. And so we're just trying to make sure that our young men in their growth and development get a wide variety of other interests other than sports. Not that there's anything wrong with sports, but some of them are very, very creative in their language and in their ability to put things on paper. And we want to make sure that we focus them on all of who they are and not just partially who they are.
So then what is the school day like for these young people?
Say that again?
What is your school day like for these young people coming in?
We're following we're a public charter school, so we're still working under the auspices of Baltimore City Public Schools. So our school day begins in the morning with a town hall meeting at 8, where we're going to sit down with the boys and talk about what the day looks like. And then they go to class at 8:20. They go to lunch at 11, and then 11:30, they go to a recess. And then the second half of the day begins. After that is the extended day component, where we're going to empower them through getting their homework done and tutoring and building up some of those other skills. It's an extended day, but it's still an academic portion of the day as well.
So we have people calling in. Let me get to the phones here. 410-319-8888. Clarence on line 2, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. I was listening to you, to the gentleman in the school. Could I make a suggestion, please? You know, I fly 600 and 700 scale helicopters. I had two great, these are like 5 foot, the wings, but the rotor dimensions are like 5 foot, 600 millimeters, 700 millimeters. And I always thought to myself that if I could take a kid and take one of these kits and sit down with him and teach him to build an RC helicopter, that would teach him what angular rotational movement is. That would teach him how to determine in mathematical terms how much drain the motor is taking on the from the batteries, how long you can keep a chopper in the air. You know, it would also teach him how the remote control telemetry is transported from your receiver in your hand to the gyro in the head and that kind of thing. So, it's just a suggestion, but an RC helicopter in its construction can teach a kid as almost a heck of a lot of math, if you grasp what I'm saying. So consider that. And these kits don't cost very much money. If you were interested, or I got wind that you were starting a program based on that, I would buy. It's only a couple $100. I would buy one of the first kids' kits if anybody wanted to jump in it, because there's a lot of math and mechanics involved. Thanks, Mr. Steiner.
Thank you,
Mr. Steiner.
Patrick, go ahead.
I just wanted to respond by saying I would like to thank that caller for volunteering to be a part of our volunteer program. And he can reach me at 443-623-9230. That's 443-623-9230. So we're always looking for mentors to come in and to interact with the young men, because they need to see images of themselves and what success looks like in a tangible sense, in terms of, I want to be a pilot. I want to work with helicopters. Well, who do I talk to? Well, here's a gentleman who just called in and said he's willing to volunteer. So please, welcome to the Banneker Bay family.
I will connect you all by email. 410-319-8888. Jerome, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, good morning. I just want to say thank you to that caller. Excellent. Just excellent. Excellent contribution. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Jerome. So I'm curious what's going on with the school now. I mean, school started, correct?
Well, no. For us, we are starting at the same time that Baltimore City starts, which is August 31st, which is next Monday. So right now, my teachers are in the building, getting their classrooms together, making, reviewing the curriculum, making sure that we've dotted all our I's and crossed all of our T's.
So, I mean, how short are you, and why do you think you're short in getting young men into the school?
That's a very good question, and I wish I had the answer for that. I think a part of it is exposure, which is what we're doing right now. A part of it is getting the word out that there is an academic environment in Baltimore City, along with many other academic environments, but speaking specifically of our environment, that is going to give young boys especially an opportunity to be nurtured and to be developed in terms of where they are and where we would like for them to be. It is creating another opportunity to keep them from making some of those popular choices and develop them to be able to make some smart choices. We have a fantastic group of teachers who are from all over Baltimore City, who've been a part of the city infrastructure for quite some time. And we're ready, we're geared up. But, you know, it's exposure, and that people need to know that we're there and that we are ready to go to work.
So I'm curious about the rigor of the science and math end. Let me start with that before while we're here. I mean, just so what will they be taking? I mean, what will the students in terms of science and math? I take it they're all going to be in science, math, and the arts. Let's start with science and math.
Yes. So for sixth grade, the scholars will be focusing on earth science, which is the Baltimore City curriculum. And for math, the scholars will be focusing on Agile Mind Math, which is a new curriculum rolled out by Baltimore City, which not only gives them the general scope of math, but gives them an opportunity to do some deeper thinking, you know, to ask some of the why questions and some of the when questions and things of that nature. So we're going from just the concrete math concepts to more abstract math concepts because, as you know, and as our listeners know, it is about building them up so that they can think critically when they're out in the real world. We're talking about real world application, not just when you mentioned earlier about preparing students for assessments, but preparing students for life. Because every day when they leave school or when they leave church or they're walking around their neighborhoods, they have to be able to do some critical thinking quickly because, as you know, the lifespan in Baltimore City and probably across the country, you know, we're losing our children too soon. And some of that, I'm sure, is somehow directly connected to their inability or lack of ability to make critical thoughts and things that are going on around them.
So now, what about in the outlying years for seventh and eighth graders? I mean, how intense will the math be in terms of algebra, geometry, and more? I mean, what are you going to be doing?
Well, again, Agile Mind helps to develop their critical thinking skills now so that when we move into those areas, they'll be much more comfortable than they would be had we not used the Common Core, which is what Baltimore City is utilizing presently. But because we're a smaller school, because our setting is smaller, because we will be able to develop those critical relationship skills, I feel very confident that our students, our scholars, will be able to navigate through the academic world just like the students do at Gilman or some of the other private public schools around Baltimore City.
Now, what about one of the other legs of this? Let's go back to the UB Blake leg. So how do you fold and how do you fold an artistic curriculum into this?
Well, you know, art goes across curriculum. And so we have a phenomenal music teacher. Even our science teacher is musically inclined. And so one of the things we spent time doing last week at our PDs was developing and talking about how to integrate art in every subject. And so our music teacher graduated from Howard. He's also now studying the Peabody. And so for him and for us, it's, again, about developing the baseline of what is music theory. And how do we music is an international language. It is the one language that all people understand and all people have the freedom to experience. And so we want to be able to expose them to a wide variety of music so that they can understand its development, not just the end product, but how do you get to the end product.
And so, I mean, is it arts integration or is your school, I mean, is it something different?
Say that one more time.
Is it arts integration you're doing or something different than that?
It's art integration. So, for example, in language, the students may be reading a story and will have the ability to develop from the literal sense of what they've read and create something abstract based on what they've read.
And so how many seats do you have open?
Say that again?
How many seats in the school do you have open now?
Currently, we have open about 25 to 30 seats. So we're still looking for some young men. We're looking, appealing to the community to bring us. They're tired, they're weak, they're humble, so that we can empower
And they're brilliant.
Them. I'm sorry?
I said, and they're brilliant.
And they're brilliant, absolutely. So that we can empower them, encourage them, and enlighten them. So, you know, we are all about but moving our young men from where they are to where they need to be so they can become who they were born to be.
So we're here talking with Patrick McDonald, who is the principal of the new Benjamin Banneker UB Blake Arts and Sciences Academy, a new school for boys that is located in the old Winston Middle School building, along with a new elementary school, which is also all boys, that has been started by another colleague of ours, Kimberly Moffitt, and some others. And the Banneker Blake Arts and Science Academy has available, as he was saying, for sixth grade boys.
So, yes, sixth grade boys, and we're going to grow out from there to seventh grade and grow out from there to eighth grade. You know, we're also looking to partner up with, you know, local businesses in Baltimore City that would like to come and be a partner for us to help build the bridge to reduce the gap that exists between today and tomorrow for our young scholars. So we're looking for partners as well.
So, folks, if you have young people interested or more, please, you can contact the school at 443-623-9239.
9230.
Oh, it said 9 on my sheet. I'm sorry. I get that right. 443-623-9230. 443-623-9230. Or you can send an email to P. McDonald, McDonald, P. McDonald at bcps.k12.md.us. That'll also be on our website for you to check that out. Patrick McDonald, look forward to visiting the school and good luck.
Yes, thank you so much. And again, thank you for partnering with just the community and being a voice for the community that so desperately needs voices.
Thank you for that, Patrick. And we'll be looking forward to coming by the school and checking that and the elementary school with you on the other floor. So thanks so much.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Coming up, when we return here on the Mark Steiner Show, we have an update on a Charles Street Village institution, the Sankofa African Bazaar. Interesting twist. Sankofa owner Kiki Armstrong is preparing to retire and wants to seek a future owner with skills, knowledge, and passion to keep the content and power of that place alive in a very unique way. So we're going to be talking with her in just a moment. Don't go away. Stay with us.